All right, whenever you're ready, Mona.
All right, here I go. Hey, everybody. Welcome to NFW, correct? Is that what show this is? I get confused.
Yes. This is the show.
Okay, I'm dying, so I'm going to try really hard here. Okay, tonight we have Willis, of course.
Yo.
Andrew.
Beep, beep.
Nudie.
Hola.
And me, Mona. That's it. Jake can't stop licking things and getting infected and taking it home to his family. So he's not here. So tonight we're going to watch 1986's Deadly Friend with Christy Swanson.
Yes.
I haven't seen this movie in a really long time. It was always on HBO, and as an old lady that grew up in the 80s, we grew up on cable, so it was always on. We were always watching it. I don't know. Yep. It's about a teenage kid puts his robot's brain in the head of a nearly dead girl. That's all I'm going to say about it. So, yeah, I'm so exciting. So go ahead, yes. Nudie. You do the countdown.
All right. On the count of 3, 2, 1, and go. When I say go, hit the play. 3, 2, 1, go.
Hello. So,
like now.
A Wes Craven joint.
Oh, shit. I didn't say that. Thank you, Willis.
This was right after he did Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah, he did.
A Plague Brain.
A what now?
Plague Brain.
Plague Brain.
Plague.
Plague.
I found out Nudie gets his COVID vaccines from truck stops. Are you sure they're COVID vaccines? Other kind of vaccines?
Yeah, baby. Shoot me up. Mimi,
Bibi. Oh shit!
Robots are popular in the '80s.
Right.
Sound like a gremlin.
I don't remember it starting off this way.
Me neither.
He sounds just like a fucking gremlin.
Maybe this is a different cut, because I don't remember that at all.
When's the last time you've seen this movie?
A few years. We did it, I think, on Gary's show.
Ah.
So it's been a few years.
Was he breaking into their van?
Yeah.
Then that's what he gets.
He already had a problem before.
Well, he protected them. That's not a problem.
But he had a murderous tendencies.
I do too if someone broke into my car.
Yeah, I don't remember that opening at all.
You're losing it.
Matthew Laboratu. He was on Little House of the Prairie.
Oh, who was he?
He was the brother of Michael Landon's kids. I think they adopted him or something.
Oh, I was like, they didn't have a brother.
Yeah, I think they adopted him.
There's Carrie, Mary, Laura. Oh, yeah. Okay. Now I remember him. They did adopt him.
Yeah.
And then that, what's that guy? What was their neighbor friend's name?
The neighbor friend? Him?
Yeah.
Mr. French?
The lumberjack looking guy.
Yeah. I don't remember his name.
What was his name?
I don't remember, but he adopted him.
Yeah. He was Albert.
Albert, yeah, that's the name, yeah. Albert.
Mr. Edwards! God damn it.
I said Mr. French.
Well, that was his real name, Victor French.
Oh, was it? Mm-hmm. I was thinking of the guy on the butler guy, Mr. French. Or was it? Oh, shit. What's the name of the show? With Buffy. Little girl Buffy and her brother. Willis, come on.
What?
What's the name of the show? You had to have seen it.
I'm trying to figure out. Give me. I'm trying
He's
to figure out.
Movie.
give it to me again. What was you saying? Because I was watching the movie.
The show with Mr. French, and he was like the butler to the little girl Buffy and the other
Family
kid.
Affair.
That's it. Yeah, Family Affair.
I never watched that.
Mr. French.
So
that's
know.
Like my mom shows. Jeez.
Well, I used to watch it when I was little because it was on reruns.
I never heard it. I never watched that one before. That's the only reason why I ain't figured that one out.
That was my first dog's name, Buffy.
They used to play that and My Three Sons and Three Stooges and all that back to back. So
I ain't never watched none of that shit. I know my Three Sons on because of the theme song.
You never watched the Three Stooges?
Stooges, that shit was fucking dumb.
Oh, it was not.
The Courtship of Eddie's Father. You ever watch that, Mona?
No.
With Bill Bixby? No? With
no.
Bill Bixby?
Mm-mm.
The
I used
only
to
show
watch
off...
the Monkees, Carol Burnett, Donna Reed, Mr. Ed.
The Munsters.
Yes.
He
I never
old...
got into the Addams Family, but I used to watch the Munsters.
I like the Monsters a little bit, but I rock with the Addams Family more because they were more vicious. They was always torturing each other and shit. That shit used to be so funny. The Monsters was just the knockoff Universal Monsters. I like Herman. He was funny. Him and Grandpa, but other than that, that's about it. But you know what my show was. You big dummy.
Sanford and Son?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I used to watch that in the Jeffersons when I was a teenager. Get really high.
I used to watch Sanford and Son since 4 years old. My mom said you understood every damn joke and sit in front of TV be laughing.
What about Good Times?
I like Good Times, but JJ got irritating after a
good
while.
Good Times!
Dynamite acting like boo boo.
We used to get Good Times, Three's Company, The Brady Bunch, like Gilligan's Island. Gilligan's Island, all at the same like
I watch Gilligan's Island.
You know, all right after each other. Like Three's Company was a little like when I was it was on when I was little, so I really didn't get all some of the innuendos and stuff, but
it came out Saturday nights.
I remember when they were showing the reruns of Three's Company, but still showing new episodes on the regular television, on the regular TV.
That's a great show, Three's Company.
Yeah, we lost two out of the three now.
Yeah.
Aren't they all gone?
No.
No, I think Joyce DeWitt's still alive.
Yeah, she's the last one left. Out of the three, main three.
The Ropers, are they both dead?
I think they've been dead.
They've been dead.
I know Don Knotts gone.
Oh, yeah,
who were the other ones? They're the Ropers, and then who were the other ones?
It was the Furley. But
there you go.
Yeah,
Mr. Furley.
Not
when the Ropers moved out. Don't worry, he told me about you.
I think I prefer Furley to the Ropers.
The Ropers
Jack
got their
Buddy
own
was free.
And Ropers had their own TV show, and that joint wasn't all that great.
No, it didn't last long.
I need an aggressive robot to clean my house.
BB's just a bootleg Johnny Five.
Yeah, I want to do that on one of our other shows, but every time I mention it, everybody starts screaming at
me. Just fucking do it. It's so what awful.
What movie is that?
Why are you even listening?
Short Circuit.
Just do it.
That movie is fucking dumb.
We'll do it two and three.
Don't give in to our bullying. We'll do it for It's Not Horror.
I mean, we'll do it for Is It
Really
That Bad?
Just say it's a surprise. And then Virus will hang himself.
Well, Virus need to watch a dumb movie after some of the shit he made us watch.
I know, right?
Damn,
like, Gummo. I was thinking of putting Gummo on my list that I would, but I,
you should.
I don't know, like,
fuck you.
Like, it's a weird movie, but the more I think about it, I don't hate it. Like, aww. I would probably watch it again just because it's so fucking weird.
There's a little spot of weirdo in your heart. Aww.
But all those other movies that I put on there, I stand by. Fuck it. Fuck them all. I just gotta think of two more. I'm gonna have to look through my letterbox list and the bad ones and see which one I really don't like. Cause
I got.
Oh, I know. I got one. The fucking Willy Wonka remake.
With Johnny Depp.
Yeah, fuck that movie. It's not a bad movie.
I like it.
Yeah, fuck that movie. Of course you did. Everything on my list you liked. Women Willis, you can't live with them or without them, you know?
Yeah, people were shocked when I put the Batman up on that joint. I hate that fucking movie.
I don't like that movie either.
Amazing Mona and I are friends because we don't like anything that each other likes.
Well, we don't have to like everything. That's part of being an adult, Nudie.
you must like everything now.
He was a worse.
I don't watch porn. You're addicted. Hey.
I'm not addicted. What are you talking about? No, with you.
How dare you? Robert Pattinson was a bad Batman. He was worse than George Clooney.
It's Mama Fratelli.
I know, BB. Right?
It's BB.
That's throw Mama from the train.
I know. Everyone in my family used to make fun of me and call it throw Mona from the train.
Throw Mona from the train? That sounds like a good meme.
I wonder who was doing the voice for BB.
Let's find that out, Willis.
I think it is the master.
It's Mel Blanc.
He does the voice of Stripe.
Nuh-uh.
I don't know. It's the Tweaky guy. Lick. Shit lick it. Carl. Me. Oh, BB gun, grab his nuts.
You know who did the voice of BB?
Who?
Roger Rabbit.
Of Charles Fletcher.
Yeah.
I just did a Roger Rabbit thing right now.
Please.
Yeah, there you go.
Please. I saw that movie when it first came out. No more nuts.
Get on your bikes, you're gonna lose his balls.
Yeah. You look like you could just kick him and he'll fall over and that'd be the end of him.
Bullies never let it go. I'll get you.
Look at her like he's never seen a girl before.
Not someone as beautiful as she is. Excuse moi.
How did you know? Let's get married.
Right. Can't believe you sent me hot beef jerky. How did you know?
Oh, no. You got to wait for the other one because I'm making you something and it involves sewing. So you got to wait a little bit.
Oh, no. I'm gonna wait. It'll be moldy by the time you send it.
Shut up. No, I'll
you're
buy
still,
it.
You're still
I didn't
working
buy it.
On,
I'm waiting.
You're still working on the new entry to our show. You bought
no,
it?
No, I quit. I forgot, and then I was busy, and then I was thinking, wonder if anyone remembers.
That's all right. We don't need a,
yeah, we
an
do.
Opening
we'll
do anyway.
It. Yes, we do.
Mom, Daddy, we were studying. Abusive drunk dad.
No politics, Willis.
What?
How is that politics?
You said Trump dad.
Drunk. Drunk. I said drunk.
Wow, you got Willis really angry.
I said no, drunk.
It doesn't take much to get him angry when you mention that man.
I said drunk. I ain't say Trump.
All right,
drunk.
You said drunk. Okay.
He's got the derangement syndrome.
He sure does.
I love it.
Why did she just run away from that asshole?
Where's she going to go?
I don't know. The battered women's shelter?
In the 80s? I don't think they had any. Andrew.
Well, he's a Trump dad.
He almost like fucking Carnage.
He looks like Woody Harrelson on crack.
Ew.
Oh shit.
I love it.
What the fuck? Like that. Mr. Pringle.
That's his Elm Street coming out there.
I know, right?
Kind of weird that he'd be talking about this robot stopping him. Did she even meet the robot yet?
Yeah. She did.
Because it's fucking weird. I feel like the scene's out of place.
That would seem like that was something left over from Nightmare Elm Street, and he didn't get a chance to put it in the movie, so he put it in this one. Because that looked like some shit Freddy would fucking do.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said, yeah, at the same time. Mona will not eat meatballs on her pizza because of Freddy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want meatballs on my pizza, period.
Meatballs on pizza.
I'm afraid
delicious.
Of cockroaches.
Yeah.
Like anyone touching okay. my wrist.
Soul
meatballs
food.
On pizza. Great.
Ugh. I only like meatball subs. Ugh.
Yeah.
Have you even tried it, Millis?
No, I don't want to try it.
You just don't like meatballs.
Yeah, no, I'm not a meatball person at all. That's it for Chef Boyardee.
You're a meatball, Willis.
You're a meatball. BB bad. BB bad. That's what he's saying, BB bad. Actually, this movie was not supposed to be a horror movie. At first.
At that point, I just buy another basketball.
When Wes Craven wrote this movie, it wasn't supposed to be a horror movie. And then the studio got a hold of it and told him, we want this a horror movie and we want more blood in this movie. That's why that scene that we just seen was added to the movie. It wasn't in the original script. I know something about this movie.
You know something about everything. Yay, Willis.
For her pantyhose on knee-high stockings. My balls.
But she has balls. She looks like she has balls.
Yeah, at that point, just go buy another basketball.
With what money, Andrew?
They saved some money. Obviously, he has money if he built this freaking robot.
No, he went to the junkyard.
Yeah. You remember the opening scene? He's at the junkyard.
Just like Spider-Man did. He made his shit from the junkyard.
He's all no killing.
The medulla oblongata. You know where I got that from, right?
What?
The water bowl. Bobby Boucher.
I don't think I've seen that movie in its entirety.
My mama say, Girls of the Devil. The
Water Boy is great.
That movie is funny as shit.
Yeah. My two favorite ones are Water Boy and The Wedding Singer.
After 12 years old, I can't stand Adam Sandler anymore.
I don't care for him at all, but those two movies I love. I don't. Little Nicky's okay. I don't mind that one.
I like Billy Madison.
I've never really watched that much.
I want to touch you in the hiney.
You got some ice.
And Happy Gilmore was funny as shit.
Yeah, Happy Gilmore is okay. So I guess I like three of his movies.
The damn Carl Weathers with the damn what was it, the club hand, the fake hand.
Yeah, the gator bit his hand. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love The Wedding Singer out of all of them, though. That movie makes me laugh every time I watch it.
I've seen that like once or twice. It was funny.
That's a good meatball. I love it.
I ran out of plates. Open up your hands. And then him and Drew Barrymore kept on making movies together.
Right.
Drew Scary Whore?
True scary horror.
My man, BB.
Bunch of hoodlums.
So this Albert guy, or this actor here, he still does... He's still around. He just does voices for cartoons and video games.
Shit, that's some good money.
Yu-Gi-Oh, Star Wars, Pokemon.
You dumbasses.
Trick or treat.
BB.
Beep 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 beep. Bitty 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 bitty. Oh, Buck. Bitty 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 bit.
Mona, did you like my Scooby Doo ghost?
Oh yeah, that was hilarious.
I don't think Virus has seen it yet because he hasn't. He hasn't liked it or laughed at it.
Send it to him.
Stupid droid.
Oh, he's a droid. Don't do it.
My dad beats the shit out of me. I'm not scared. Yeah.
Angel
surprised he let her go trick or treating.
I know, right?
He probably didn't.
She snuck out.
She's got lawns and all kind of shit.
Is she a Fort Knox?
Who?
They always have to trip and fall.
Why'd
you run out the gate? What stupid? Run out the gate.
Miss Ding. What the fuck? BB. BDB.
Because he's sentient now.
All they had to do was go out the fucking gate.
Shotgun! He lost his best friend. Dramatic music. No! My boo-boo is dead.
She is evil. An evil woman. Mother Fratelli is.
Always. Where else is she in?
I don't know.
Only the Goonies.
Well, yeah, we said that. Pay attention, Andrew.
Sorry.
Her name Anne Ramsey, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I remember that name for.
Scrooged. Elf.
Alf.
Alf.
She was why you just can't rebuild them.
Because he doesn't have any money, Andrew.
We'll go back to the junkyard.
Jeez, life is just so simple for Andrew.
It really is, right?
Laverne and Shirley. I used to watch that. She was in two episodes of that.
Well, I'll be damned. That's not a good picture. It's too bad. I was going to make a throw Mona from the train meme, but I can't find a good picture. Feels like it's a really long movie. He's in love.
Of course.
Just trying to trick.
You can't trick the drunk.
Uh-oh.
Dun, dun, dun. But it's too quiet. Willis disappeared again.
I'm right here.
We're doing a podcast, people.
We're watching the movie. Listen. It's a suspenseful moment.
It's not a pod listen.
She's walking up the stairs. She's scared of books.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that.
Daddy?
Damn. That's the end of her.
Oh, bam. Dad! That's an Academy Award winning twitching right there. Dead like your mother.
He means it.
I was waiting for him to hit the line like off of What's Love Got to Do with It when Ike told Tina, "Bitch, if you die, I'm gonna kill you. I'm gonna kill you, anime." Y'all believe, and they dumb enough to believe that shit.
They don't. They just don't say nothing like anybody in any other movie.
Yeah. If it was a longer movie, Willis, they would do an autopsy and everything else. Shut the fuck up. And to see all the back braids, the broken bones she's had in the past, and all that stuff. But they ain't got time for that shit, man. They have to make her a robot. Oops, spoiler alert!
Where's Andrew?
I'm here.
He never really says more than 5 words a show anyway.
Hey. I talk more these days.
Hold up, man.
Now.
Oh. Yeah, bro. He's like, I didn't even get to take her on a date. Stupid father of hers.
Listen to that music. Sounds like the Doorstopper.
He had a brother who was an actor as well.
Who?
He was on the show JAG for like 20 seasons. Remember that Navy show JAG?
Yeah. What's
his brother's name?
The Air Force show. I think his brother's name is Matthew. And he was in a horror movie, too, but I can't think of the name of it.
Horror.
That's what I said.
Horror. Bat. Bat bit what, I've come to the next.
A big one. Kid's like bundling himself up. He's like hiding his morning boner.
What? How?
We're gonna save her, kid. You and me.
Why?
Well, you see, I stole this microchip from work.
Yeah. My first love died. Now I'm an evil scientist.
He's gonna bride a Frankenstein her.
Yes, sir. It's ma'am.
Shut up and drink your milk.
Milk.
It's a lot. Good. Mom's dead.
He's gonna fucking poison his own mother.
Putting fentanyl in her coffee. Just kidding, wasn't around yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was in preview essence stage. Want some pie? Looks like pumpkin.
Coffee.
This coffee's chalky.
Mm-hmm. That's the first thing I had to do when I got to work was get some coffee.
Chalky coffee?
Nah, not no chalky coffee, but some coffee.
You boys sure are acting strange.
Well, their friend died. Mom. It's really fucking high.
Yeah.
Hey, she's fucking dead.
Feels so weird. That's the drugs I gave you. Don't worry about it. Oh my God, you better go to sleep now, Mama.
Change it to 7. Okay.
Oh, come on. Who falls like that?
I know, right?
Drunk people.
She should have fell forward. Bang, right through the coffee table. Wait a minute, I'm trying to put on my seatbelt. The guy can mess with brains, but he can't drive a car.
That's how it goes.
Is that how it goes?
That's how it goes.
Alrighty then. That's how it goes.
I did it!
The respirator.
We're not friends after this.
Mother drugging.
Mm.
You'll never work another day in the business, kid.
You're gonna throw the bitches.
Throw those bitches.
In the 80s, we never questioned how this kid can go to the hospital and do all the shit without a problem.
Back never then, questioned that. Security the wasn't movies. Top notch.
Yeah. All the 80s movies were like this.
Oh, the 80s.
Yep. It was the best.
Nudie in the 80s, wear a denim jacket, listen to yacht rock, and smoke weed in the bushes.
Me in the 80s? Or you?
You!
I didn't wear a denim jacket at all, never. I had a leather jacket, bish. I was cool with the rock and roll t-shirts and the leather jacket.
The rock and roll t-shirts. Okay, Grandpa.
Yeah, the Aussie shirts and the Iron Maiden shirts. And the feathered hair.
Feathered hair.
Yeah. Back when he had hair.
I got a full head of hair, my friend. My name is not Jake.
Uh-oh.
Or Willis.
I cut mine low. Fuck. Yeah, I cut mine low so on low, purpose.
So low you don't have any.
I cut my hair low so you don't see my bald spot in the back.
You have the fucking Sherman Hemsley haircut.
No, I don't. I ain't that bad off. I could let it get that bad off, but I ain't. You moving on up? I know.
You're honky.
Yeah, you can't say that on TV now. People get mad as shit.
Oh boy, he's gonna be late.
Shit.
I'm afraid of the dark.
Oh. Hello, darkness, my friend.
How lucky is he? I tell you, when you lose power, don't go into the elevators. And that lady walked in the elevator.
I know, right? I was dumb.
What a dummy.
A big dummy.
Oh, he found her room. Man, he's just blessed right now.
Stuff is just happening for him. Like it's easy, like Sunday morning.
He's like a Andrew fucking secret agent.
What are you about to say about me?
So easy.
I'm Andrew's so easy.
Andrew's easy.
No, I'm not easy. You should try to give her resuscitation.
Do you know CPR, Andrew?
She wouldn't have died that fast. It takes days do they take you off life support for you to die.
That's it.
Throw up later.
Not in the 80s in this movie with this blessed kid. looks like a cherry pie.
That doesn't. The gray matter. Perfect.
It's a computer.
Wow.
We didn't even have to shave her head.
Goddamn genius, this kid. 15-year-old genius. Kid's freaking out. Woo-hoo. Couldn't even get her foot to twitch like the dead guy.
Oh, no wait, shit, she would twitch. Be ice cold.
Paul.
Get the paddles. Snap her heart back to life.
Oh.
Did he faint? What the hell did he do? Dun, dun. These crazy kids. Oh, bang her head. They got home in the morning. Can you use your toes to open the door? Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Not this way, that way. That's where the pillow is.
She's probably going to see if Mom's alive.
She's still out cold. Got some good shit. Some good ass coffee.
So I don't have another robot brain.
Right? He doesn't have another chip.
He thought she was dead, too.
Hey. 7:30. You're late for work.
I was dead. Lay off the pills, Mom. Jeez.
Yeah. The hell? Good, she set a good example there. Oh, we just got up.
Kidnapped our dead friend.
They've been fooling around.
With the dead friend.
Yeah, man. Making the dead come back.
Beep, beep.
We're not friends anymore.
No.
Are we boyfriends now?
The end.
Now.
A friend to the end.
That's now how Chucky sounds.
I'm your friend.
Like Mr. Bill.
Oh no! Hello, Mr. Bill, Mr. Bill, Mr. Hammer, Mr. Hammer, stop, Mr. Hammer! My joint was, he drives around all over the town. Toons is the driving cat. Doo-doo.
Toons is...
the cat that drives.
Off cliffs.
Yep. I remember they had Arnold Schwarzenegger on there. And Toons is with the damn Terminator.
Oh, yeah.
Ran classic. Off the cliff. Look at her damn eyes.
This is how she got the role in Mannequin 2.
Yeah, she's not blinking. Like Mia Goth at the end of Pearl.
I fucking hated Pearl.
Oh, that movie's great. What are you talking about?
X I don't was like better. It. X yes, of course better. Agreed.
Of course you don't.
I ain't like X, so that's the enemy right there.
Mona the likes A24 nothing that film I that's like.
Good.
No, aw, that's not true. I like Terrifier.
Terrifier's not an A24 film.
Who cares about A24?
I said she doesn't like anything I like. But
the only good A24 film was The Iron Claw. That's it.
Crickets for reals.
Cricket, crack it, crack it, rock it, fuck it. It's awfully quiet. It sounds like we hunting rabbit.
Humans.
I did. Saw Putty Tat.
I thought I saw Putty Tat.
Stupid annoying bird. I would have stepped on him.
Imagine Tweety Bird asking for sex. Give me some putty, baby. Give me some putty.
Well, you know what Willis was thinking when he watched those cartoons.
Right? That's why he still watches them today.
Oh, and we figured it out. Makes sense.
That's why She-Ra is his favorite one.
I like She-Ra.
My man is Yogi Bear. Hey, boo-boo! Time to go get some picnic basket, boo-boo. Gotta get away from the ranger, boo-boo. Because I'm smarter than the average bear, boo-boo. She about to kill her daddy. She blinked that time.
And my daddy. Now what, keep her in the shed?
Yep.
Like, what is exactly his plan with her now? It's like he's really picking it out.
He don't even know. Mama knows something. Mama.
It's down.
200 dollars.
Yeah. She's mad because she slept all night. Now she's taking that on him.
Respect. He just drugged the shit out of her.
Mm-hmm.
He had to try it out, didn't he?
Where did she go?
Where did she go, George?
Revenge.
Mr. Pringle.
Mr. Pringle.
Mr. Pringle. Herma Gerd.
Beep, beep.
Fire crackling.
Beep, beep. I want some waffles.
Waffles?
Yep.
Chicken and waffles?
No, just waffles. I don't understand that chicken and waffle shit.
Yeah, I'll never understand
grapes,
that either.
With some grape soda?
I don't even drink grape soda. I don't even drink sugary soda no more. That's the
Cordell.
Who the fuck's Cordell?
You don't want to know.
Cordell? Cordell? Cordell?
Cordell J. Culkins.
Who the fuck is that?
A legend.
It's your daughter come back from the grave.
Now you're gonna burn in hell!
Beep, beep.
I'm mad that she's smiling. And she's not supposed to be smiling, but she was smiling anyway.
Beep, beep.
I could do that.
Throw a shovel and stick it in the wall?
Yes. That's what I do when I do yard work. In my yard.
See a video. I want video proof next time.
No. Charge you.
Charge me for that?
Yeah.
You better be doing it naked if you're going to charge me.
No.
That was funny. Just like a rubber hand.
Yeah.
Beep, beep.
Double snap.
He ain't getting up from that.
Gonna have a headache. Mm-hmm. Maybe beep, 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 and put another thing in his head.
Beep, 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 beep.
Dramatic music.
Do, 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 do.
Do, 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 do.
No, Willis, it doesn't sound like that.
Pringle snack stacks.
Scooby snacks.
What you do?
What'd you do that for? Oh God, you.
Toasty!
Just you.
Skinless.
Might as well just throw him, the rest of him in the damn, furnace.
It's Uncle Tastes Frank.
Tastes like chicken. Tastes like chicken.
It's like, you made this mess, you clean it up.
It smells like salt pork in there.
Mm.
That's what burning flesh smells like.
I've never smelled burning flesh.
I did. They had to cauterize my head closed while I was awake. And that's what it smelled like.
Alrighty then.
Another weird story from Mona.
The more you know.
Dun dun dun.
Why didn't you burn the body, you idiot?
Yeah, dumbass.
He only does brains. Can't drive. And other things.
He's good at losing friends.
Sleep under my bed.
She looked like she was getting ready to wring his fucking neck, too.
Hi. Bye.
Someone walk on the outside.
Oh, there's a Dawn review. Somebody better read it.
Uh-oh. Go ahead, Newt.
Dawn review?
Newt.
All right, let me bring it up.
Newter! What's a bad seed?
I gotta get to the letterbox.
They're gonna kill me.
Huh? Will you?
Isn't the best part coming up?
Oh, yeah. Yes!
Please!
Elvira.
Papa, papa, mau, mau. All right, let's see. Deadly friend. Let's see. Donna Nelly review. Oh, yeah, there's a good one. All right. Let me bring up his review here. Holy crap. All right. We'll wait till after this iconic scene, and then I will read the Don Anelli review of Deadly Friend. Silly man.
They're watching the bad seed.
That's what it sounds like. Yep.
Always, forever.
Stick blood hands.
That's got blood on it.
Will they find my collection of blood sticks?
Ermengarde. Get your shotgun. What a sexy looking lady.
Nudie's got a boner.
Wait till she talks, that sexy voice of hers too.
That's how I sounded a few days ago.
Now you just sound stuffed up.
Yep. Not in the fun way.
the changeling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Turn that damn shotgun.
It's at the sun.
Give
cocks.
A shotgun.
Not the gun. The sun cocks.
The sun cocks.
You big shit.
Run in.
She never got in trouble from the last time she was shooting her shotgun.
Yeah, if you can't just discharge a shotgun in a public residence like that.
I know, right?
Ladies could do anything.
Elvira.
She ain't that.
Yeah.
She is laughing too.
That was a totally different person's body falling on the ground.
All hairy man legs.
Like Mrs. Voorhees' hands were hairy.
Just realize I have hairy man legs right now.
That's hot.
BB wants to sleep with you.
So what did Don and Ellie say about this movie now?
We're waiting.
Keep on waiting. All right. Don and Ellie. Moving to a new neighborhood, a teenage computer who has attempts to save his dying girlfriend decides to place the brain of a robot in her body, which turns this into a ravenous killing machine that seeks revenge on his tormentors, forcing him to have to stop his creation. All right. This here wasn't all that bad. Wait a minute. This here wasn't all that enjoyable an effort. One of the few good aspects here is the fact that this one really tries to something original with the concept of the returning victim being brought back to life. This one.
Yeah, having a stroke, Nudie.
That's what I'm reading what he wrote. It doesn't say.
Everybody with their dreams.
Right? All right. This one really
tries. Down the street.
It says, this one really tries to something original with the concept of the returning victim being brought back to life. I don't know. This one nicely forsakes the concept of the Frankenstein motif. It easily could have gone to and instead brings out a brain swap with the robot, making the switch to be quite fun and unique. This also leads into the fun attacks and revenge that she takes on, with these scenes not only being quite cheesy and silly, but also providing solid action into the proceedings, as this is what really gives this a fine second half. That the romance isn't excruciating also helps the first half, which does come off nicely and sets up the latter half rampage quite nicely. While these do manage to work for this one, it does have a series of somewhat troubling flaws found throughout. The main issue to be had is the fact that there's just not a whole lot going on here for the first half of the film, which manages only a few interesting concepts without really doing much else.
What the fuck was he watching? I missed that.
That's the main focus in the film is the rather overlong romance angle from the initial meet cute and their strained relationship with the abusive father trying to keep them apart.
Was he expecting a romantic comedy?
Even though she keeps sneaking over to his house. The majority of this one runs through a romance angle between them, is where the vast majority of that comes from. As the lives of the kids is set up in a fine manner, but doesn't offer this one the chance to explore the idea at its center, which indeed comes quite late into the film. This is a quite fine, generally makes for a decent intro to the group, but it also gives quite a lengthy setback to the get to the rampage, which feels rather at odds with this whimsical beginning, as it doesn't generate the required empathy in their relationship to make it feel like a rampage works. It's a fine start to a relationship, but in terms of being a full-on exploration of their life together, all it does is draw the film out longer. Also, the fact that this one doesn't really do much with the rampage that really lets this one work out its central premise once it occurs, as is far more screen time devoted to trying to have him hide her from the others rather than accomplishing anything, so that it really doesn't feel all that interested in the vicious robot going out seeking revenge for anything that occurs. Whew, that was a sentence. As those scenes are over quickly despite the action, it doesn't focus on that issue the way it could have. These here are what holds this one back.
Fuck, Don.
Rating, 3 out of 5. So he does not like it, but he gives it a 3. If it had a shark in it, instead
it'd
of
be
a robot,
10.
It would have been a 10. But nope, no Shaq. What did you do, Sam?
I'm just a pretty girl.
What the hell happened to her head?
I don't think anybody's going to care about her being gone.
That guy.
Yeah. That was his piece of ass now, dead.
Really not Fritz.
Billy.
Put my G.I. Joe's back.
Billy, like, fuck this shit. I'm out. Seriously, I'm out.
The murder.
I don't want my name attached to this shit. Fuck that.
Too late, he helped. He's already involved. Oh boy. Like the blue mascara.
Eyeshadow. Mascara goes in your eyelashes.
Whatever. I'm not a
no,
girl.
No, it's not whatever.
Not a fucking girl.
You don't have to be a girl.
Keeps your fingers like that. Mr. Spock. Live long and prosper.
Paul.
Where's Paul?
Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs.
How dare you? Go back and get the bread.
And beep beep.
She's like, what the fuck's wrong with you? We're supposed to be dead! Dead.
She's looking all lost.
Yeah, it's like, what exactly is his plan with her now?
He don't even know. It looked like she was trying to kiss him.
Don't move, you listen. Needs to change the chip.
Is she crying?
Looks yeah. like it.
BB is crying. He's leaking oil.
Uh-oh. Let BB find out.
Chill.
I'm going to tell my mommy.
We've been friends for like 2 weeks. He's got the kid into murder and fucking
grave robbery,
body snatching, and
he has to pay me back for that sleeping bag.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. Mama's starting to figure out shit's going on. She never listens to that, Sam. She's got her full motion now. She's all lubricated, ready to go.
Oil can. Don't bash his head in. She's wearing prison clothes.
Yep.
He's gone. He's like, when Tom leaves, I'm going to show you some other stuff.
What is Tom in?
What is Tom in?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You tell me.
You tell me.
He said when Tom leaves. Your ears blocked?
Although, no, but what movies is he in? No one gives a fuck about Tom?
Oh, who's I don't Tom? Know. I thought you looked him up
friend,
earlier.
A friend, right?
Didn't
who's
you
that guy?
Him? Didn't you look him up earlier?
No.
Yeah, you did, because you said he plays voices or whatever for video games.
No, the Albert guy, not Tom.
Oh, I thought that was Tom you were talking about.
Oh, Little House on the Prairie guy. Oh. Jesus.
There. Tom, I'm so sorry.
Two bloody noses right. in this Turn movie. Ha ha ha.
All right, let's see. Michael Stewart Charette. He was in Deadly Friend.
Your mom.
Theodore Rex. Whatever that is. Looks like a Whoopi Goldberg piece of crap. A movie called Kill Me Again with Val Kilmer. A movie called Savage Dawn.
Oh shit!
Uh-oh. Yeah, beat mom with the friend.
No shit, she ready for your ass too, bitch. Smack me, huh, motherfucker? I'll show you. You guess shit again.
He was in Hot Lead and Cold Feet, what looks like Cheech and Chong. I don't know. The Magic of Lassie. A movie called Snowballin'.
Duty has that movie.
What? Snowballing? Hanging on a Thread. A Shining Season. So he's been in a few things. He received a Young Artist Award nomination as Best Young Actor in a Horror Motion Picture for his role as Tom.
What?
That's what it says. Best known for his role in the 78 classic family movie The Magic of Lassie with James Stewart.
Lassie.
Oh, Lassie.
Shit face. Just like they threw that guy in just so they could have another kill.
Beep, beep.
Evil villain laugh.
I know, right?
Son of a bleh. Scorpion. Get over
both
here.
Both grunting. Better learn karate.
I know, right?
Miyagi will save you.
Oh, shit.
Sometimes dead is better.
Beep, beep. Predator vision.
Hey, girl.
Like an eyeshadow.
Back to the balls again. Freeze-ness. Put that giant man down.
Miss.
He sped that joint up.
Nice stuntman. Stuntman rolling over. Mrs. Conway, get in the car. Your son's a lunatic.
The way she runs.
Bionic woman.
Yeah.
Sam! She couldn't do it tonight. She's snowed in.
Again.
Again. Yes. Everybody's getting snow. Did you get any snow?
Yeah, the day I sent you pictures of snow. A few days after.
Got more.
Bring it more. Hard up here right now.
No, over here it's gonna be 55. That's about it.
It's warm in the day and freezing at night.
Yeah. It's supposed to drop to like the 30s at night.
I haven't paid attention to anything since I was homebound. 7 fucking days.
Did your mom cook for you every day?
No, she moved out and never looked back.
She left you a package.
I think she infected me.
She got you a package.
Of what?
Didn't she say she gave you some stuff?
Oh my god. Pork cracklings and some nasal spray?
Pork cracklings.
Oh, sick. Blech. And nasal spray.
How's that dog doing?
Speck. He's a you big fat brat.
You haven't sent a picture of him in a while.
Because he's ugly and fat now. He's not little and cute anymore. I tried to in his little bumblebee hoodie, but he wouldn't stay still. Plus, I've been quarantined, so weight throws them off. All of a sudden, she's the predator.
Beep, beep.
Don't do anything crazy. She already did.
I know, right?
She can talk.
Death by cop.
I'm looking on her damn face. I'm better off dead.
She shouldn't be bleeding.
I know.
He lost her twice in a week. Unlucky kid. He had the world by the balls. Everything was going his way.
He did it to himself.
Everything was going his way.
It happens.
Technically, she was already dead, so how could she die twice?
How do zombies die again?
You gotta shoot him in the head.
Well, there you go.
Really? They should have shot her. They should have shot her in the chip, not in the gut.
In the boobie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I said chip, not tit.
Fuck.
One for the books.
Beep, beep.
What's that guy in? Smart kid. Just kidding, I don't give a fuck.
That's Sulu.
Is
no,
it?
It's not.
No.
I believe
they
you.
They all look alike, right, Willis?
No.
Boy, this little bastard. Shouldn't he be in jail? Shouldn't he be in jail for causing the murders of 3 asshole people?
His Nikes.
It'll be Elm Street ending.
Like anyone's gonna believe him when he says.
This is the weirdest ending.
It's a dream! Book.
That makes no sense.
It does if it's a dream.
But they don't say that it's a dream.
Look outside the box, Andrew. He didn't have to say it. There are dreams all throughout the fucking movie.
So what, BB evolved?
Yeah, BB evolved. Took over the endoskeleton. Took over the skeleton of the female and turned into a robot.
story of Nudie's life.
What? the girls turn into robots?
All right, I'll go first. Yeah, I liked it. I liked watching it with you guys. I remember loving it when we were little, but I remember it being really sad. I guess it is still really sad. I like the cheesy gore, just very 80s. Willis.
It was alright. The only reason why people really like this movie because of the baseball head smash. Other than that, that's about it. It was alright.
Soundtrack. BB. Andrew.
It was alright.
Oh yeah, it's an alright film. It's one of Wes Craven's earlier stuff, so it's not that great. Yeah, it is a sad thing. It's really sad to watch, but with a group of people, at least you could mock it. If I was watching this alone, I'd probably need a box of tissues. But otherwise, it's a decent film.
Andrew, I'm not crying with you guys. He's gonna cry himself to sleep tonight. Nudie.
Yeah, it's alright. It's fun. It's not the best movie in the world, but it's not the worst either.
It wasn't boobies or dinosaurs.
It's a good watch. It's a good watch. Not dinosaurs, sharks.
All right.
Shaq. All right. So
what's next?
I don't know. We gotta make. I don't know.
Get on it. Jeez.
We haven't done it. We haven't done like a series in a while, in a long time. So I don't know. We'll figure it out.
The series is out there.
We haven't done the Scream series. I know.
Okay, yeah, let's do Scream. Let's do Scream. No, let's do Scream. Baby. Yes.
So we can't really, because a lot of them are 2 hours.
Right.
Oh, so what?
Good.
Because Mona has a life. I can't work more than an hour and a half.
I hate those fucking movies. I'd rather watch.
Anyway, we'll be back with another show soon. Not sure what we're doing yet, but hopefully you enjoy it. If you want to let us know, email us at nfwpodcast@yahoo.com. I haven't done this in a while. Go on the Facebook group and all that shit. I got a message
Send
from
me a
Tim.
Dick pic.
She don't want dick pics.
Yes, I do.
She keeps sending them back to me.
He's got the D already.
So
variety.
Yeah.
Tell that to your boyfriend.
Yes, we don't know. I got a message from Tim.
Boyfriend.
He lost his computer, so he hasn't been around, but he's still listening.
Oh, so, hi Tim.
Go buy a new
one. I'll send
Tim.
You a dick pic.
Mona has a big dick. I've seen it. Anyway, good night, everybody. Until we meet again.
Bye.
And your NFW podcast. Good night.
Bye. Gotta go. Someone's at my door. Bye.